Okay, we're up to Daf Ayin Zion 77A. Tanya Hamotzi Ayin Kedema Zigas Kos, one who carried out undiluted wine. You're only chai if you carry out a measurement that it's equivalent to the wine that's typically diluted for a cup. Kedema Zigas Kos. Okay, so Abaye says, Shtei Chuvas Bedover, a couple possible responses. Chad Tan Hamazuk Shnei Chel Kemai Mechad Yaimin Ayin Shironi. One part wine, one part water, wine of the Sharon, Sharoni. The vines which grew in the area by the coast of Eretz Yisrael, the Sharon, have a greater quantity of rainfall and have been irrigated. And that increased water dilutes the wine that's produced from those grapes. Okay, so the interesting says, Tana Yavish, because I stay Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Merdavar Echad. Rabbi Nasan, as we said, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Shisha, Dvar, Makoli, Beit Shammai, Chomer, Beit Hel, six things were from the Kula of Beit Shammai and from the Chomer, Beit Hel, Dam, the Vela. Beit Shammai is Matarin, Beit Hel is Matamin. Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Af Mishatimu, Beit Hel, Lotimu, Ela, Bedam, Sheish, Bar, Rabbi Yosef. They were only Matame by Dam that has a Rabbi Yosef. Hoyal, Beyachol, Ikrov, Laman, Al, Kazais. Amar Abai, Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Nasan hacha deboi Ravias el biyayin, which was kolish. Kolish means it's viscous. In order to produce an olive bulk when congealed, you're going to need a different shear. Okay, almost. A problem was raised to the Chachamim. Do we describe dimming coals as omemos with an olive, or omemos with an iron? So Rabbi Yansan, what he did, says it's written with the iron. It says that the Arazim lo amamu began elakim. The measures, the amount carrying out honey. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav that anything that Hashem created in this world, He didn't create anything for no reason. So, for example, Bara Shablu Lachatin, He created a snail as a remedy for a sore. Bara Zvuv, He created a fly, Litzira, to be crushed for a wasping. Yatush Lanachash, He created a mosquito for a snake bite. Venachash Lachafis, and He created a snake for the remedy of a rash. Vesamis Lakro, and He created a gecko for the repian of a scorpion bite. So Hechi Avid, Maisi Chad Ugm Chad Vchior. How does one implement the remedy? You bring Maisi Chada Ukama Vachada Chibur. You bring two geckos, one black, one white. Vishalkuluhu Vishaifila. You cook them and you spread the ointment together and the affected area. So Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha Amos, and there are five fears, right? From Ema Vayira, there are five fears. Amos Chalash Al Gibor, the dread that the weak have over the mighty. Amos Chal Mafkia Al Ari, the dread of Mafkia, a small creature over a lion. Ema Yatush Al Apil, the dread of a mosquito over an elephant. Ema Samamis Al Akrov. Right, we said that the dread of a gecko over a scorpion. We have the dread of a Amos Sanunis al Anesher, the swallow over eagle. Amos Kilvis al Avyasan, the dread of the kilvis, small fish, over a whale. So Yehuda said to Rav, what's the pasuk that refers to that? Mikra, Hamavli Sad al Az. He causes destruction, Sod, to flash upon the mighty. Then you have Rav Zera Ashkech, Rav Yehuda, Dava, Apischa de Bechamua. The Gemara says that Rav Zera Sifam, Rav Yehuda, was standing at the entrance of his father-in-law's house. And he saw that he was in a specially cheerful mood. And Rabbi Zera understood that were he to ask Rabbi Yehuda about anything in the entire wood, he would tell him the answer. So he posed the following question on some topics in halacha. My time ize maskim bereisha v'hadar emer. Why do goats walk in front of the flock and then ewes follow? Just as in the creation of the world, which was first dark and then light followed. Maita mahani machsi and mahani magalian. What's the reason? Because he asked, why are the genitalia of the ewes cover the tail while the goats are exposed? Some further interesting gemaras here. Rav Zera Ashkech Rav Yehuda. Rav Zera Ashkech Rav Yehuda. Pischa de Bechamua. He was at the entrance of Bechamu, an entrance father-in-law's house, and he saw that he was in a very cheerful mood. And Rav Zera understood that he would ask Rav Yehuda about anything in the world, he would tell him an answer at that point. So he asked him, why do goats walk in front of the flock and then use follow? So Amalek Briyasa Sha'olam. It's like the creation of the world. The Bereisha Chasucha Vahadar Nehura. He said to him, first it was dark and then light followed. Maitai Mahani Machsi Mahani Megalian. Right? So these ewes, whose wool we use to cover ourselves, they're rewarded in that they're covered. And the goats, whose hair we don't use, then. What was I here? Yeah, the ewes we will always cover ourselves, they're rewarded and they're covered. And those goats whose hair we don't use to cover ourselves, that's going to be exposed. And he asked, why is the camel's tail short? Because a camel eats thorns, and a long tail would be caught up in the thorns. So, my time, a Torah, Aricha, Gnufta, why is the ox's tail long? Because the ox lives in a swamp and therefore has to be able to push off the mosquitoes. Sort of an evolutionary Gemara here a little bit. My time, a karna de kamsa rechiva. Why is the grasshopper's antenna soft? According to that, the kamsa is a grasshopper. Mishum de darya bechilfe v'ikashia nadya vis umis avra. Because it lives in the plains among the grass. If the antenna were hard, it would break and the grasshopper would go blind. Okay. So, more of these types of interesting agarata. Kufta kuf vetiv, a barrel is called a kufta, which is an acronym for kuf vetiv, which means it's over and sit. Bricks are called livne veni, which is an allusion to livne veni, which means for the children of children. And lavusha is lo busha, no embarrassment, no shame. Glima shenasa boka golem, it's made like a golem. Golta, puria, shaparan, fine, you have all these different words that the Gemara breaks down into what the origin, the morphology of the word actually is. Some fascinating topics come up here. First of all, it talked about a yatush, the mosquito for the snake, is the fear of the mosquito to the snake. So I saw in the Chavchukei Chemed, there's a shayla of kona menorahs chashmal, you buy a electric light, which draws the mosquitoes to it and burns them, or something to trap the rats, and he's very excited. Do you make a bracha of hatova ha-metiv? So what a funny thing here. So he says, on one end you say, how do you say the bracha of tova ha-metiv? Because Hashem is rachamav al kol masav, and you can't start making joyful brachas and being able to trap these things. The Ramah quotes in Archaim, Simon Reish Chof Gimel, Yesh Mishakosav, She'ein Lomar Tavlov Ischad Hashal Menalayim, they don't say, oh, are new on clothing or shoes, which are made from skins of behema. Because then you need another kill, another behema, in order to get them. And the Ramah says, the Tam Cholosh Me'od Ve'inu Nira, that seems like a weak reason, but still many are makbid on it not to say it. So you would think that would be the same thing as Hatova Meitu. But wait a second. But Mashba Galuhim Rachav, it sounds like then the Ramah, that if not for the fact they weren't so chashuv, you would make a Shechianu on these shoes. And therefore, perhaps for these things, you should make a Tova Meitiv. So he says, Ulai lom efshalomer de chalukim in alayim, she'etzem hanamahem, he lo harigas vehem. Maybe there's a distinction that by the menalayim, the etzem hana from them is not the killing of the behema, but rather menalayim l'raglov. If it was made of plastic shoes, he would have got benefit from them also and made a bracha. But over here, the etzem menorah, the whole etzem is to kill, right? And that's the idea. Also, just like we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of yibum, because from it comes some type of negativity, the Vudraham says you don't make a bracha on kriya of tearing kriya, tanchume avelim, because it's puranas. So too, the killing of the animals, that's also would be a similar type thing. Mar talks about the Izeh Misagam Ereshah, the white ones going first. So when you have two types of food, one black and one white, right, like a cake, a black cake and a white cake, you have to have one first. So the Gemara says, Ulai Yakdim at Shachor, maybe the black one should come first. It says in Shabbos, signs and Amaze, my time, Izeh Misagam Ereshah, Bahadar Imre. And just like the creation of the world, at first there was darkness and then there was light. So he says, Yesh bezeh rayon musari, shidarchem shal tzadichim, is first to begin with dark and then sof ora. Look at the Or HaChaim, which says, Velo yomar adam baroso kol kach yiridi Yisrael, ki chas v'lila loken, eliyavo besof ora, the end will come light. Meaning that's the way it goes. Rav Aaron Cutler says about Rav Shulam Igra, when he came to the Beis HaKala, that he brought a kos with black coffee, and next that he brought some milk and poured it in. So they were able to take from it kamashim yimayel behem at a cafe. Aval biyosi yelat ani shaloro kaf me'aloya de ma'achlu mashtim kodem. He didn't know what you're supposed to put first. Ve'hichlit halo begmar nemar shachilu kodem sashtiyah. It doesn't say that eating is before drinking. So he took the sugar and ate it. But now he needs to decide what to drink first, the coffee or the milk. So he followed the klalim of the Gemara, that the laila comes before the day, the izim come before the kvasim. So here you see that you need to makdim the shachor lavan. So maybe that's lamaisa. So at the end of Krisis, it says, kvasim kodbim leizim b'chol makom. You would think that's because they're better. No, because it says, keves karbenu. Meaning, so why be'emes of the Torah say that majority of places the keves comes before the eis? So we see that based on our Gemara, it's known that that in a regular secular time, the day goes after the night before it. Vayhi erev vayivoker. But by kochim, the night follows the day. That's a general klal. And that's the dinim in Korbanos as well. It's hinted to that the keves, which is white, symbolizes day, is before the eis, which is black, which is night. That by kochim, the eis goes after the keves, the night goes after the day that's in front of it. Okay.